Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you heard the confessions of our mouth. You reign and you are worthy, and we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. You are the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, God of our salvation, and we yield to your spirit today in this place. Minister by the Spirit of the living God. Send us a rhema word, a healing word, a deliverance word, that we may understand the reason why things are occurring in our lives. In Jesus' name we ask and we pray and we thank you for what you're going to do in advance. And the people of God say, amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. On your way to your seat, turn to Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, the 15th verse. It's so nice to see you back in the house of the Lord one more time. Hallelujah. Be seated in the presence of the Lord. There's a sweet spirit in this place. I want you to just lock your feet on the floor right now. Push down on the floor very hard. Push on the heart and tell the devil that my feet is planted in Jesus Christ. I ain't going nowhere. Tell yourself that. Now tell yourself that. Tell yourself that. You can use Ebonic. You can use correct English. Doesn't matter. Just long as it's in your heart, I'm not going anywhere. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy. Read such, see, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil, in that I commanded thee this day to love the Lord thy God and to walk into his ways and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgment. That thou may live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thy heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over the Jordan or go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Look at somebody and say, you better choose correctly today. We have an obesity epidemic inside the United States of America right now, and there are so many people overweight that it is steady inclining every year. And the funny part about this is their solution to the problem is to blame the fast food industry and the sugary drink industry, being Pepsi Cola and Coca Cola, to the point where they want to start fining them for food that they are producing to make money. I am stuck on this to the level of we're not holding them accountable that is actually the reason why they are obese. McDonald's didn't tell you to turn in there. McDonald's didn't tell you to go to the drive-thru, because McDonald's didn't tell you to order a Big Mac, extra large fry, extra large drink, two apple pies, and a shake. And McDonald's didn't tell you to consume it all. Coca-Cola didn't tell you to go inside 7-Eleven and choose Coke instead of Diet Coke. And it's sad that we are not holding to blame the individual that are partaking in the pleasures to cause themselves to be obese. Look at somebody say, Pastor, going somewhere. And it's so sad because this concept has filtered into the church, where we have adapted the same mentality, where we are here now to blame God, pastors, ministers, leaders, churches, friends, and family for us being out of shape spiritually and eating the wrong foods and dying. Well, you knew. Why did you tell? Well, what do you mean? Well, you know what I'm going through. You should have been there for me. What do you mean? I didn't tell you get up at 11:59 to go to a 24-hour drive-through of McDonald's to eat. I didn't tell you to get up 11:59 and do what you did. I was asleep. How come you keep blaming me for your poor decisions? Tell somebody I'm going somewhere. So, I ain't got much time. I got a football. Go to Proverbs. Watch what happens here. I love Proverbs. You know why I love Proverbs? Proverbs is probably one of the other only books outside of Psalms that you can pull verses out because it doesn't flow. It's just, I like to tell people, Proverbs is a collection of verses that is so uplifting to you. They're like little tidbits and saying one-liners that can stand alone. Every once in a while, they put two of them together, so you got to be very careful when you read Proverbs not to hold a whole chapter together. You got to know where the verses start and where the verses end at, okay? Proverbs, the 20th chapter. You with me today, Lady Margaret? You got your mic ready? You ready to roll? Let's roll. Yeah, 20.
A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled.
Pretty much what he says that a man will be full and satisfied by what he placed inside of him. It ain't the food which satisfies you. It's the intake of the food that causes your belly to be full. What caused you to be satisfied? Now, you can eat bad food or good food. You'll still be satisfied at the end, or your belly be full. What you choose to eat is totally up to you. So stop thinking that it's the food that's the problem. It's your intake of the food which is the problem. Come on, read.
Death and life.
That's why I need to stop pulling that scripture out and let it flow. So he's trying to tell you what?
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Ho! What do the tongue possess that no other thing in your body possess? Look, say it again.
Taste buds.
So the moment you put it in, you should be able to taste to see if the Lord is good. You be able to taste the word that's coming in to see if it's good for you. You know, and you don't know by the taste buds when it comes inside of your mouth, whether to spit it out or to digest it down. But what's happening is you have acquired a taste for things that are bad. And that which is good for you, you no longer want, because over time you're beginning to like something that God didn't meant for you to have.
That's right. Come on, Pastor.
I feel like preaching a day up in here. Y'all better leave me alone. You can't blame me because I set that cake in front of you. It wasn't, but you love it. So now you eating it.
That's right.
It wasn't meant for you to eat the whole, but once you take a bite of it, you come. Now your stomach hurting and you blaming me for baking the cake.
Jesus. Go ahead, Pastor.
Let's read on. Watch this.
And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
No, go back and read that again. A man's belly
shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And with the increase of his lips,
mm-hmm,
shall he be filled.
Mm-hmm.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Keep on.
And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Whatever you love is whatever you're going to eat.
That's right.
That's why we've been messing up. My kids love. Buddy loved greens, but he also loved candy. Pop-Pop, he can't get candy from. But he get candy somewhere else. But if we take the candy away, let me help you out. Because he loves greens, he's going to eat what's So there's somebody here when we come for kids can regulate what we eat and what we don't eat. But when you become an adult, that's the problem. Some of y'all are adults and you want us to treat you like you're a kid. You should know that candy isn't good for you. You can't sit there and eat a whole bag of M&M's and peanuts with chocolate if you're allergic to peanuts.
That's right.
Then you're going to blame me because you're swelling up. I went to eat with Joe, and Joe knows he's allergic to Kraft. Stay away from me. Get away from me. Don't touch me. Don't bother me. He understands what eating something that's no good for him would do to him.
That's right.
So he said, if I stay away from it,
That's right.
I can't be harmed.
Right.
But more than that, if you're eating it, it's okay.
Right.
But don't come near
me.
It's not your responsibility
That's right. That's to
be concerned about me.
That's right.
I need to be concerned about my own self.
That's right.
To tell you when you're coming next to me with something that's not good for me, to get away from me. Because I got to deal with the result of you putting your hands on me with something that's no good for me. So I don't need you to monitor me, lovey. I can monitor my own self. I feel like preaching this thing. Hold on. Whenever you love it, you shall eat the fruit of it. So what you love is what's going to fill your belly. So what you love is going to be the end result of what you choose.
Yeah, that's right.
So really, choosing is not the point or the place where I need to deal with your decision, because your love is going to make your choice. That's why we dying. I'm preaching now because he's talking already. Because you're trying to choose something that you don't like. And eventually you're going to be enticed away by what you love and pick that. So we need to back it up a little bit and change what you love. Try to tell me to pick holiness on the unsaved. If you like being unsaved, you're going to pick it every time. You may be in holiness for a little bit, but eventually you're going back to what you
love.
So I got to get you, say the Lord, to hate that which you love. I'm almost finished. So how do you do that? You eat enough cake, what you going to do?
That's right.
Some of y'all going to an eating frenzy right now. That God is allowing you to get sick to your stomach about things that you love to be around. Yeah. Your stomach is getting all upset, and you're about ready to bring back up that which you have placed in you. Some things that's no good for you. But the problem is we got too many people that's manhandling you and trying to get you to stop. I'm at a place right now, I want you to eat it all. If you want to eat it all. I bake another one for you. Until you get sick of it, you ain't going to stop eating it. There is a doctor that's in the land. There is a bomb in Gilead. God can restore you back from when you go too far. It's not my job to bring you back. I'm going to let you go out. You give your person enough rope, he'll hang himself. Some of y'all need to be hung by your own rope. Because you're not going to change until you start hating that what you. I love getting high. Love drugs, love it all. Love the whole lifestyle. Until I started hating it, I didn't want to change. Talk about going back. I ain't going back. Why? Because I hate it. Simple. Let's go. I'm almost finished. Give me 10 minutes. Deuteronomy. You need to change your eating habits. You need to get to the place where you don't like it. Give me a bowl of greens any day. I'm happy. I thank God for my mama. biscuit, gravy, real food is what we raised up on. Cabbage, oh my God. Ooh, fried cabbage, fried corn, oh my God. Ooh, y'all make me hungry right now. Y'all missing what I'm trying to tell you. We didn't have the luxury of the sweets like spoiled rich kids have. We couldn't turn down food like some people could. But our belly was always full on good stuff. And we was pushed out the house to go play. So it let me come to the conclusion that coming in Christ, you got to have a mom and daddy telling you not to eat this, to do that, and start exercising after you eat. There's too many people that's inside church that is eating the word of God and sitting there and not exercising the gifts. There's no work going on to burn off that which is put inside of you. And if you keep eating without burning off, you'll end up dying. A tick will suck blood until he kill himself. Get to the place where he can't walk anymore. Belly is dragging and feet is doing like this. We have too many of the old saints that's up inside church. You're not even working off anything. Don't do anything in church. All you're doing is coming to Sunday morning service, gleaming from everybody else's fields, eating all you can eat, and sitting back, how about I'm miserable? No wonder you're miserable. You ain't doing any work. Oh, I didn't want to get there, but that's okay. Deuteronomy, let's finish this up. 15.
Deuteronomy 30, verse 15.
Yes.
See, I have set before thee this.
Hold, take me slow. Now listen. See, now listen. Keep on.
See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil.
I set before you this day life and death, prosperity, and destruction. I didn't cause you to do it. I didn't make you do it. Didn't even want you to do it. But I had to put both sides in front of you. Too many of y'all keep hollering, my Lord, take it away, take it away. He cannot take off. He can't remove it from you. Lord, take it away. Take the evil around me. No, it's got to stay. Paul said, whenever I went to do good, evil was always. Everybody want God to remove the bad. The bad got to stay. In the garden, the tree of knowledge of good and evil had to live with the tree of life. Sin always got to be present in your life. Stop blaming sin. You the fault. You choosing it. Because you love sin. Oh, I feel like preaching today.
Go ahead.
Let's go.
In that I command thee this day to love the Lord.
Read that again, please.
In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God.
Keep on.
To walk in his ways.
Keep on.
And to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments.
Hold on. Please listen. I have placed these things in front of you. But I am commanding you this day to what? Love.
The Lord thy
God. The Lord.
Thy God.
And to keep his commandments. Decrees and regulations. I said to myself, Lord, why? Is it to please you?
That thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless.
It ain't got nothing to do with God. I'm ready to mess up all of our teaching. He don't want you to love him, to keep his regulations, statutes, and commandments, to please him. He wanted so you may. It's not for him. He's up. Y'all better get up off of your high horse. He's already in glory. He already have enough up there to sustain him forever. But he wants you to be able to come up unto him. And the reason why he's asking you to do it is for your good. Too many of us think we're doing God a favor by staying holy and righteous. Doing God a favor by coming to church. Doing God a favor by singing praises unto him. You are not doing him no favor. It's for you. Oh, it is hard. Well, Lord, if you don't do this for me, I won't come to church. So? I'm going to leave it. I ain't going to say, so? He's getting on my nerve. I ain't coming this weekend. So? So why am I doing something that God's not doing? Why are we begging folks when God's not begging? Don't you understand? It's for your good. So next time they call you on the phone crying, say, get the tape. Because we taught. How many of y'all taught? We taught. I'm tired of being your God. I'm tired of being your Savior. I'm tired of just being a person that you gleaming off of. And I can't even eat my own self. Because everything I'm placing in me is going towards you. And you feel like it is owed to you for all of us to be upon you. Like, no, it's not. Read on, please, lady.
The Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess
it. If you do it, watch this. I will make you live. I like that. And I will cause you to multiply. Oh, my gosh. And I will bless you. And I will bless the land you're going to enter into, your ministry, your kids, and everything in your future will be blessed.
Amen. Yes, God. Thank you, God.
But always a but. Because these still got three or four people in here that's on the butt stage, so let's go and get the butt to them. They doing the butt. Come on. And I'm telling the truth, though, right?
Yeah.
They looking for the way out.
Yeah. That's right. That's
hallelujah.
Right.
They looking for the way out. And it's so sad. Come on.
But if thy heart turn away.
What did he say going to turn first?
Your heart.
What's in the heart? Look at somebody say love.
Love.
What do you love? That goes first. Now, let me explain this because I know and I feel and I heard you. I heard you. There is a difference than getting tired and losing your first love.
Yes.
All of us get wore down. Mm-hmm. But that love is still on the inside of you, and that's the only thing that is keeping you going. All of us get frustrated. But there's a love on the inside of us that makes us get up and do our job.
Amen.
How do I know this? When it comes with your kids, and when you're frustrated with them, it's the love you have for them that make you make sure that they are what?
Okay.
But when you lose your love for your kids or the things you do, you just go through the motion and do not care what their outcome shall be. He said in Revelation to the church, you lost your first love. You're going through the motions. You're doing the work, but there's no love in doing it. So you cannot be sustained just by your works without love. Some of us need to find our love for God again. Love for the ministry again. Because where there is love, there is happiness.
That thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away.
Because when you don't have love, your heart turns, you refuse to listen, and you're drawn away by the love that you have in your heart. Go ahead.
And worship other gods and serve them.
Keep on.
I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish. And that
I love this because he never pronounced unto them. He denounced.
That's right.
There's a difference. Pronounce goes to the word of life. Denounce goes to the word of death. And when God denounced death to us, y'all remember the fig tree? It's shell. Let's go, because y'all getting mad at me now. Keep on.
I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land.
I'm going to cut you off. Keep on.
Whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it.
Hold on. You're going to go over to the promise, but you'll never obtain it. That thing you've been begging and pleading for me, I'm going to let you see it. I'm going to let you cross over it. But when you get there, I'm going to have somebody there to destroy you. There's nothing worse to be in the midst of your blessing and can't obtain none of it. Cannot grab hold of anything because the enemy has now been given a charge to destroy you. Hallelujah. Let's roll on.
I call heaven and earth to record
this
day.
This is what I love. I called heaven and earth to record this day. It's very simple, the word I'm preaching today. Heaven and earth, that's why the spirit is so high, has been called. That's why not everybody's here that needs to be here today. Because the answer they would have said would have caused damnation unto their future. Been called this day to see what your choice shall be. Look at somebody and say, be careful. What's in your heart? Because heaven and earth is watching. If you don't know that, that's your future and your present. Whenever God calls for verily, verily, truly, truly, heaven and earth, he means simply this. Everything stops and stands still until this declaration is passed. Because it's a divine declaration that passed through all realms. It comes out of time into eternity, and it sits there as a decree. It's not only for you down here on earth.
That's right.
It's for you in your future, whether it be in heaven or hell. Finishes up.
I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death.
So you have no excuse. I place a bowl of fruit and a chocolate. Double fudge.
Yes. Yes.
With chocolate icing. Yes. With chocolate ice cream. And behind that, there was a vanilla cake with strawberry whipped cream. And you had this dry bananas and apples. Carrots and broccoli. Hallelujah. Let's go.
I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live.
Your job is to choose life. Just because I set death in front of you, you have no excuse to choose death.
That thou mayest love the Lord thy God and that thou mayest obey his voice.
Hold up. There's a catch here. If you choose life, I love God because he always put catches on it. If you choose life, even though you may love the chocolate cake, if you choose the vegetables and the fruit, the more you choose the vegetable and the fruit, the less you're going to like the chocolate cake.
That's right. That's right.
There's a catch. If you choose life, you'll start loving me every day more and more and more. And you may not be in love with me now.
That's right.
But if I get you to understand that the chocolate cake is no good for you, and you choose not to eat it because it's no good for you, and you choose to eat what is good for you, eventually you're going to start loving and craving and desiring. The good things.
That's right.
Wow.
Amen.
How unique is that? So you don't really have to love it right now or love him right now. But if you make up your mind to do it anyway, eventually he becomes sweeter and sweeter. Hallelujah. Oh my gosh, you be like, why did I ever eat that nasty cake? God, this is so good, so refreshing, so wonderful. Why did I ever do this, that, and the other? My gosh, he is so awesome. And that which you begin to eat, your kids will automatically eat.
That's right. That's right.
Stand.
Amen.
I want everybody to choose today. Choose today. Whether you want to do the things of God, choose today. The love of God in your heart. Choose today. To start hating the old lifestyle that is trying to force you to go back into. And once that decision is made in your heart, it will blossom life throughout your region and to your kids and to your future. Come, 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 come. Come, come. If you need prayer today, come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's rough at the beginning. It's tough at the beginning. Most diets are successful the longer people stay on them.